For decades, few films made in Cuba have found their way to U.S. theaters, but with diplomatic relations restored between the two countries, that is starting to change. A father-son drama called Viva just opened in New York, and critic Bob Mondello says it's about a Havana subculture that may be almost as unfamiliar to Cubans as to Americans.
Jesus is a delicately handsome young man who makes his living, a very small living, as a hairdresser for the performers at a transvestite club in Havana. The day we meet him, the drag performers are fighting, and one is on the way out, which prompts Jesus to say he'd like to try performing himself. The club's proprietor, a burly drag queen known as Mama, wonders why.
¿Por qué quieres hacer esto, mío?
No sé bien.
I don't know, it's strong.
Es intenso.
It's pretty.
Lindo.
But Jesus is also at loose ends. Mother dead, dad in jail. I want something for me, he says.
Quiero algo para mí, mamá.
I don't have anything.
Yo no tengo nada.
Nobody.
Ni nadie.
No family.
Yo no tengo ni familia.
So Mama lets him try out, stage name Viva, lip-syncing to a torch song he likes, in a dress he makes himself, and he's not terrible. Practice, 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 says Mama afterwards. This isn't a charity. Show us something real, or we'll get someone else. Next time Jesus goes out on stage as Viva, he's in a white dress, pearls, and a scarlet boa. The audience finds him real, all right. He's a knockout. And he gets knocked out by a drunk at the bar. A drunk he is horrified to learn is his father, just released from jail and coming back to live with him in the family apartment that they both have claims on. Complications ensue, and a power struggle in the household, a struggle that gains complexity from a cleverly meta bit of casting. Filmmaker Patty Branagh has placed newcomer Hector Medina as Jesus opposite one of Cuba's most celebrated actors, Jorge Perugoria, as his homophobic father. That's an intriguing bit of role reversal, since Perugoria became celebrated 2 decades ago by making his own debut as the gay lead in Fresa y Chocolate, Strawberry and Chocolate, the Oscar-nominated film that is probably Cuba's best known. The two actors are well paired here in a story that's perhaps over-familiar, all about identity and family, but that benefits enormously from its setting, the cobbled streets of old Havana, where the colorful hues of antique cars and crumbling storefronts brighten the grittier world they inhabit, much as Jesus wants to brighten the world around him as Viva. I'm Bob Mondello.